Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
One, I was super excited when smoke-free Illinois was a thing. That was big. That was a big one for me. I was really, really excited. This one, I think, is higher than that. And here's why. I used to work at a salon. I spent a lot of time in salons. I understand that other women spend a lot of time in salons. And this is really what I view as a great first line of defense. It is a new law enlisting hairstylists to help prevent or recognize at least domestic violence. Joining me on via the phone, I have Karen Gordon. I'm going to welcome them one at a time because this is like technical. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi, Hannah. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled that you can join me. And then I also have Christy Paskvan on the phone. Hi. Okay. So one of you is a salon owner.
I'm Karen Gordon, and I'm the owner of J. Gordon Designs in Chicago. A salon located in Lincoln Park. And I'm also the vice president of Cosmetology Chicago and America's Beauty Show.
Okay. There we go. Thank you.
Now, you're welcome.
I am thrilled to have you both join me because I think that this is the most logical thing this state has done maybe ever. It just makes so much sense. And the way I understand this and can explain it to the listeners, and then you guys can jump in as well, is that to maintain your license as a cosmetologist, you need to go through continuing education each and every year to renew that license. This becomes part of that continuing education.
And that is correct, Hannah. Okay. Every 2 years, cosmetologists are required to get 14 hours of continuing education hours. And with this new legislation that's been put into place, we'll be required to have 1 hour of training in domestic violence and sexual abuse as well.
And so this will be not an additional hour. This will be within those 14 hours.
My understanding is that it is within the 14 hours. Yes.
Okay. So normally this would be product knowledge or not product knowledge, but skill set type things.
Yes. Traditionally, it is in any kind of product knowledge or technical training, and 1 hour will be replaced with that. And let me just say it's only 1 hour in a lifetime of your career, so it's really not all that much. So it's not like you have to do it every 2 years. You only have to do that once in order to keep your licensing current. And for incoming cosmetologists who aren't licensed yet, they'll get that training while they're in cosmetology school.
I think that this is absolutely brilliant for people who are going through this education anyway, to have them have some formal training on what they're looking for. This makes so much sense. What are they going to be learning within that hour-long training course?
Well, that's a really great question. I think we're going to find that out as we get our training. I believe most of us will be taking our training at America's Beauty Show, which is at McCormick mm-hmm. Place, March 25th to 27th. And Cosmetology Chicago is providing the venue for people to come and get complimentary training. There's no charge for it. And they'll be offering 18 different classes, one-hour classes over the 3 days that our show takes place. And I think we're going to find out what we're going to find out. I think my understanding is there will be three pillars. And the first one will be an explanation of what the law is. The second will be an awareness of what domestic violence and sexual abuse is and how to recognize it with people. And my understanding is that the third one will be resources that we can refer to people and perhaps put in our business establishments to hopefully help people who might be victims of either domestic violence or sexual abuse.
How widespread is this law throughout the country? I know this is a particular law is here in Illinois, but are we ahead of the curve on having this be a focus for us?
I think we are, and I think they're going to be looking at us. Christy, you might have a better take on that.
Yeah, I think to the best of our knowledge, we're the first state to really mandate this kind of training for salon professionals.
And to have it be offered for free at the beauty show, which, by the way, I've been to. I've gotten to be a hair model. It's fantastic. I love going. it's awesome. It really is. It is a tremendously large gathering of cosmetologists and industry, and it's over multiple days. So to be offering that many hours of training, 1 hour trainings, but multiple times throughout that weekend, you're going to be able to have a lot of the cosmetologists taken care of right there.
And we have more than 60,000 people who attend our show each and every year, mm-hmm. and not all of them come from the state of Illinois, but they're welcome to attend the classes as well, I'm sure. But I think the country and quite possibly the world is looking to see where this is going. I mean, there was an article that broke recently about this, and the feedback has been tremendous, and phone calls have been coming from Australia and England, and I think people, it's a very pertinent topic, and I think people want to see where it's going to go. I'm actually very proud of Illinois for being the leaders in this.
We're so rarely the leader in good stuff. So that's a great thing that I'm very proud of for this. This does specifically, it protects, it shelters the cosmetologist from any liability, which is very important. It allows them some solace in making choices of talking about this, et cetera. But it does not require them to report any violence necessarily. It just allows them to recognize it and then go through those resources that they will also learn about within their training.
And, you know, Hannah, yeah, I think you bring up a great point, and Christy, you can speak to this as well, but I think one of the largest concerns that people in the cosmetology community had is, what is our legal responsibility? What are we going to be required to report people, or what if we don't report people? Is there going to be some repercussion from what we do or what we don't do? And one of the jobs of Cosmetology Chicago has been to help in making clear what the language is in the legislation to make sure that there is no liability or legal recourse on behalf of the hairdressers. Christy, you might have more information than I do on that.
No, Karen, you're exactly right. We worked really hard with Cosmetologist Chicago, and Fran Hurley and Bill Cunningham were the sponsors within the Illinois House and Senate, respectively. And they worked very hard, too, to make sure that any salon professional who took this training would never be liable, either civilly or criminally, in acting in good faith or failing to act. And so that was really important, that we made sure that everybody felt safe in taking this training.
Yeah, because you don't know what type of risk they're putting themselves at by acting. And so this is something where at least they recognize it. They have the tools at their disposal if they can at least offer help. The article that I was reading about this said that there was a salon owner who puts out business cards for local anti-domestic violence groups in her beauty shop's bathroom. And she says you'd be amazed at how many times she has to replace them. She refills them all the time. It's important to state also that she puts them in the bathroom, because very often, and I was speaking with some women who were guests on the previous show about this law. This is very often when you're in a controlling relationship, you're not by yourself. So to go into your beauty salon's bathroom and have domestic violence business cards sitting there, that might be one of your very few private times. The salon might also be one of your very few private times. So this is something that feels to me so logical. I'm actually really kind of surprised that this that we're doing this, because the state doesn't make a lot of great decisions sometimes. But this one, for me, having worked at a salon and spa, this makes so much sense, because the cosmetologist, that's a very close relationship. Very often you're with that person for many, many years. They have seen you through multiple relationships. So they would maybe pick up on differences with this one.
And I think not only do we have close relationships and what we speak to our clients about, but we actually touch our clients. And I've talked to many people about this, you know, in the last few days, who have sat in my chair and they say, well, you know, why not a real estate agent or somebody else? But we touch people at a very intimate level. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we get to see, you know, what's going on with their scalp and their neck and their head and their shoulders. And often that's where signs of domestic violence occur. But to your point about putting brochures in the ladies' room, I really think that's quite brilliant because it really doesn't take that much. And for people who might be a little concerned about how involved can I be in this and what can I say, and perhaps I'm not comfortable with it, you know, a lot of this is very quiet and very silent. And I think that's brilliant, actually, to put brochures in a private place where somebody can walk in there and privately slip it into their purse and address it later. But at least they've got a resource. And if that's the least that you do, mm-hmm. and if it saves a life, how wonderful is that?
Oh, or possibly even make that phone call from that bathroom. While they are in a private spot with that number in front of them. Ladies, I'm going to ask you to stay on. I have many more questions about this. I, again, cannot endorse this this law enough and what you guys are doing to help publicize this. Hannah Stanley, I'm going to have Christy and Karen back on with me in just a few minutes. And if you have questions, 312-981-7200, please text those in, or you can join us on the phone as well. Hannah Stanley filling in for Patty Vasquez. I'll be back right after this on WGN. You are listening to WGN. This is the Patty Vasquez Show, but tonight I'm Hannah Stanley. Well, I'm Hannah Stanley every night. Tonight, Hannah Stanley, that's me. I'm filling in for Patty Vasquez. I will be with you as well tomorrow during the shift, as well as during the Rokan Show, which is gosh darn exciting. I get to welcome in the new year with so many fun people. And right now I am joined by Karen Gordon and Christy Paskvan. Christy, I want to ask you, you are, among other things, the founder of Chicago Says No More, a nonprofit to prevent domestic violence. How involved was your organization in really creating or coming up with this idea for this law?
You know, Chicago Says No More was launched in April of 2015, and it really came up very early in conversations among the 35 or so steering committee members that they thought that training among salon professionals would be a fabulous way to continue education. They were already aware that a lot of salon professionals already do this. You know, people like Karen mm-hmm. have been involved with this for a long, long time. But the idea of mandating it through a licensing procedure and a professional organization really seemed like a way to get to 88,000 people across the state and have those 88,000 people have the knowledge and ability that if a client asks, that they could have 88,000 conversations. And it just seemed like a great way to provide more awareness and education.
It does seem incredibly logical. People get their hair cut and they're colored and, you know, they get pedicures and manicures. Where is the line drawn? Is this barbers as well? Is it beauticians? Is it which license is affected by this? Aestheticians even?
Yes, I believe aestheticians, hair braiders, barbers, anybody who is licensed as a cosmetologist will be involved in this. Christy, maybe you can speak to this, but I've heard that they're looking at other professions as well down the road, possibly bartenders and other people. Oh. Is that true?
Yeah,
we
would like to explore further some other areas where people are in constant contact with clients, et cetera. I mean, this is a perfect one, like you said earlier, Hannah, because for example, I've been with my salon professional, my hairstylist, for 15 years, mm-hmm. and I follow her from salon to salon, and we have a relationship where we meet every 6 weeks or more, and, you know, sometimes we spend an hour together, sometimes we spend 3 hours together. That doesn't always work in other professions, you know, like you said before, but we are kind of exploring some other areas that are similar.
But I think the relationship between the hairdresser and the client is very unique, more so than somebody who doesn't physically touch the people who they service.
Right.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I mean, when I worked at the salon, there were relationships where, you know, someone would be cutting someone's hair and crying as they were doing this because they learned that their client's, you know, father had passed away, and they have such an intimate relationship with their clientele that they are their guests, they are their friends, and so I really respect what goes on behind that chair.
You know, that's so true, Hannah. And I think if you've been in the business for a long time, I'm at my 38th year now as a cosmetologist. But if you've been in it long enough, you build really strong relationships with people, and you see them through their life's ups and downs, and they see you through yours as well. And, you know, you just develop this very unique relationship that possibly other people don't in other professions. Mm-hmm. And I think because of that relationship, people tend to open up and perhaps expose themselves a little bit more than they would with somebody else. And it's a very intimate situation. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. And I think by nature, I always say hairdressers are nurturers. I think we're on the side of wanting to help people very much. We're very good listeners. And, you know, because it's our job to make people beautiful and to, you know, work with them on a continual basis. I just think it's sort of an extension of what we do anyway.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I agree. There was a story that I shared also a bit earlier that I had a coworker who was a victim of domestic violence and then ultimately lost her life to domestic violence. And when this happened, I started reading more of the signs of domestic violence, and I had seen almost all of them, but I did not know. I didn't recognize them until it was too late, obviously. It took her death for me to understand what I wish I had been seeing all along. And so this, to, as you mentioned earlier, be knowledge that is given to 88,000 professionals in the state of Illinois just helps me sleep a little bit better at night, because maybe this won't happen again. If her cosmetologist had known, perhaps she would still be with us.
You know, Hannah, I think you bring up a really great point. And it's not just about the people who sit in our chair and who we service on a day-to-day basis, but the business is predominantly made up of females. And it might be, you know, in my case, a salon owner and one of my team members mm-hmm. is a victim, or perhaps through education, I'll learn how to recognize it in my mother or in a niece or in any other relative or any other friend. And I think we focus a lot and it's appropriate on the people who sit in our chair, but I think any education we get will be much far more reaching out into the whole community at large.
Absolutely. And the ability for all of those, all of your profession to talk to guests that they don't necessarily think are being abused in any manner, but just say, you know, I took the most interesting class, and then share some information about this so that it's like the old Breck hair commercial. I know you guys know it, where you tell two friends and then they tell two friends and so on and so on. The more we share this education, and the listeners are no different, because I hope that they look up these signs and symptoms or signs as well. It really does. Knowledge is power. And hopefully if it's one person that has helped, that's good.
You know, I have to tell you an amazing story. You know, there was an article in the paper the other day about it that sort of hit nationally. And I was answering phones for the salon yesterday morning, and this beautiful woman called me on the phone from the Spokane, Washington area, asked me by name. She said, "Are you Karen Gordon?" I said, "Yes, I am." And she said, "I just wanted to reach out to you. I'm a grandmother. My family gave me a smartphone. I found you through that. And I just wanted to thank you and Christy to your organization for all the work that you guys have done to bring this forward." And I said to her, "Do you have a personal interest in this?" And she said, "Yes. I was abused in two of my marriages, and I have a daughter right now who's being emotionally abused, and I see that it will probably move forward into physical violence at some point. And I'm a grandmother and a great-grandmother, and I'm working very hard right now to instill self-esteem in my daughter mm-hmm. and my granddaughter so that I can break the cycle." And I talked to her a little bit about how she broke the cycle herself, and she said she did it through intensive therapy and getting out of the marriages, and she still works at it every day, and she's trying to bring it forward. So, you know, all of this work, I think, is going to have a very profound effect on women, and it's not women alone, it's men as well, but I think it's going to reach very far and have a great effect down the road.
This is powerful legislation, powerful law, and powerful that Christy, you've got your organization, Chicago Says No More, and then and that Karen, this is something that we can you as an industry leader can push forward and share this knowledge. And I am so happy that we talked about it this evening and that this is now state law. This is something, rarely do I say yay, Illinois, and this is a yay, Illinois moment. So
yeah.
Thank you
Yay,
both.
Illinois.
Yay, Illinois. Christy Paskvan and Karen Gordon, thank you so much. And if any of you are listening are going to be at the beauty show in March, please seek out that education. It is offered for free that weekend, and I love that. So,
thanks, Anna.
Thank you, Anna.